This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. Whether it's toplessness that you want to discuss, we spent the first hour talking about the topless situation in New Hampshire with protesters being found guilty after the same judge had found other topless ladies not guilty a year ago. So, interesting case. We got in deep with that in the first hour. You can go to freekeen.com, see the story there. Of course, you're still welcome to comment on that. We ended up talking about forced wealth redistribution and patents and technology making us all crazy.
And dolphins.
And yeah, dolphin slaughtering, apparently. So we've been all over the place. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's Ian with you tonight.
And Vincent.
And also Skype username, if you want to join us there, is lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones and to the fun, where Neil is on the line in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hey, Neil.
Hey, guys. I'd like to take you back to the subject of the dolphins just for a moment.
Sure.
And the movie called The Cove. It came out in 2009. I watched it on Netflix.
Yeah.
It was available on streaming. Now you have to order the DVD. It is the most disturbing movie I have ever seen. That group of actors, and it's more than just an annual thing. They do this almost daily.
Wow. Some,
at certain times of the year. This group of activists and filmmakers went over there, and they went down there with almost seal-like precision at night because they got a lot of security watching that place. And they planted cameras hidden in things that look like boulders and cameras in the trees facing out the cove. And the footage that they caught and the heart-wrenching things that they do to these poor dolphins. If you haven't seen this movie and anybody out there listening, oh, I know you don't want to, but to know what's going on, I highly recommend you watch it. It's just sad.
It sounds horrifying. I don't like watching torture videos, man. I've seen some of the ISIS videos, and they're pretty bad. I suspect this would be on the same level.
Oh, yeah, it is very sad. But you know, the whole thing about it is to let the world know what they are doing over there,
right.
And they are denying it. Can't deny the video.
Right.
It's just, oh, man. I'll tell you, I was in tears watching this thing.
Wow. So, I mean, you know, this is disturbing. The idea, just for listeners just tuning in here, you're talking about a movie that we mentioned earlier when our earlier caller was talking about the dolphin slaughtering. It's about an area in Japan, town of Taiji, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, where they apparently kill up to 1,000 dolphins per year to sell to marine parks, I guess live, or they kill for meat. So there's quite a bit of dolphin capturing and slaughtering going on. And you're saying you've seen the movie and it's super, super disturbing. And of course, the question is, what can you really do about it? Besides letting people know, I mean, I don't think it's something people should go to war over. You know, you shouldn't go and bomb these folks because they are sick when it comes to how they treat dolphins. But maybe boycott any kind of travel going to that location, boycott any of the products that are, you know, that those people are involved in, the businesses that they're involved in. Put as much social pressure on as you possibly can. But ultimately, if they don't change, you know, you just kind of have to let them be, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, boycotting, not buying products from Japan.
Not all of Japan. I mean, it's not the whole country that's doing this. It's this one town.
Well, the government is letting them do it. You know, they're turning their heads and letting them get away with it.
Well, again,
Free
I don't
talk live. That's a good thing. Generally.
I don't blame individuals for what their government does. I mean, the U.S. government does a bunch of crazy stuff around the world, and it's not fair to blame anybody on the phones unless you work for the government, right? Like, I'm not going to blame you for it, Neil. I'm not going to, you know, not buy your product because the government's terrible. I don't think that's fair. I'm sure there are people in Japan who disagree with this practice. It's just, you know, if the government's not doing anything about it, if they're too well politically connected or whatever, then they're ensconced and they're untouchable. But that doesn't mean that everyone in Japan should be punished for it. That's kind of a collectivist idea, and it's pretty dangerous.
No, I'm not saying everybody in Japan should be penalized for it, but it would put a big pressure on that to end real quick. You know, it probably wouldn't have to last long.
No, it'll never get to that point. I mean, I get, you know, you've got good intentions. I understand that. But, you know, the idea that people are going to have some sort of mass boycott of all Japanese products in response to this is pretty unrealistic. Even as horrifying as it is, it's very, very unrealistic. Given a number of products that we use every day, you know, that likely come from Japan, getting people to give those things up just because they're concerned about what some people over there are doing. I mean, there's some very concerning things that some people in the United States do, but yet, you know, you don't see mass boycotts of all U.S. products over that. So I would say the right solution is to just spread the word, which is what you're trying to do, but ultimately, you know, support businesses that don't support these people would be what I would recommend. And I suspect there are plenty of people in Japan who are very upset about this behavior, and those people have businesses too. Hey, thanks, Neil, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joey is on the line in Pittsburgh. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Go ahead, Joey. Joey in Pittsburgh. Joey going once. Joey in Pittsburgh going twice. All right, we're going to put him back on hold. Maybe there's a bad cell in Joey's case. Let's go to Nathan. He's on the line via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Go ahead, Nathan.
You know, I think that last caller would have had more luck in the 80s. I hear that people practically worshipped dolphins back then, but I wasn't alive then, I didn't see a lot of movies that time, but that's what I've heard.
I don't know anything about people worshipping dolphins.
Maybe
in the
movie Free Willy. Was that from the 80s?
Yeah, 89.
Oh, was it? Okay.
90, somewhere in that range?
It was. I've heard it was something in the culture.
That's about a whale, you know, anyway, like, Free Willy.
You know, like people believe whales could heal you if you touch them and, you know, this kind of stuff. But anyway, so Vincent invited me on.
So, I don't know. Anyway, go ahead.
Just a rumor that I heard one time. Vincent invited me back on when people are slightly less sloshed to discuss the border issue. So, you know, thanks for that.
Oh,
Vincent.
Boy. Here we go.
Go ahead. I haven't heard you for a while, but anyway, how's it going, man? All right, continue.
Well, by the way, you're referring to, when you're talking about people being sloshed, you're referring to Off the Air Live. Vincent is not drunk on Free Talk Live, nor has he been drunk on Free Talk Live. You're referring to Off the Air Live, which is a internet program where...
It's a fictional show where we play these characters that do all kinds of awful things, say all these awful things, but please go ahead. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, we miss you, man. Call in.
Go ahead, Nathan, with your thoughts.
Oh. Right. Well, and if you want to, you know, catch my story about lizards that are like Donald Trump that I still didn't get to say, you know, tune in at 10 Eastern on LRN for that.
LRN.fm.
Yeah, call in this week.
Saturday night.
Yeah, call in this Saturday, man. But please go ahead.
All right. Yeah, go ahead with your point for Free Talk Live.
So you were talking about borders. And one of the things about this issue that I don't like is that people usually don't talk about the historical, you know, trends and things that happened in the past about it. And I wanted to bring up the Battle of Adrianople that happened in, I think, 378 or something AD. You know, this is a horrific battle where the Roman emperor was slaughtered and all of his generals and like 40,000 men. And it all started with a border, I guess, border issue or border dispute. I don't know what you'd call it. But basically, there were these bad hombres, as I'm sure Trump would call them, the Huns. And they were threatening, they were basically slaughtering, you know, everyone in their wake or everyone in their path. And after they slaughtered the Ostrogoths, the Visigoths decided they didn't want to stick around for that. And they moved west and begged to be let into Rome. You know, the river, the Danube River was the border. And so, you know, I mean, what would you do if you were in his position, right? You have these hundreds of thousands of refugees, you know, they're trying to escape bloodthirsty hordes that are moving in on them. You know, I mean, what would you do in that situation?
We're at
good
the break
question.
Now,
hang on. We'll talk about it here in moments. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. The old age-old question about the refugees. If we're going back into the past for this one. We'll continue. Your thoughts are welcome. If you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. With Ian and Vincent.
Back to the program in a minute, but first, I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly-flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly-flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces, bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans, ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and of course you can bring us anything. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Save it purse. You want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon? How about 10%, 15%, 20%, 25%, maybe even more than that? No joke, you can do it. I know, it sounds too good to be true. I get it. Most of the time when something sounds too good to be true, it is. This actually is true. I've used it 60-something times now in the last 2 years. I've saved more than $1,500 on the stuff I was going to buy anyway. I was going to get it anyway. Why wouldn't I want to save 20%? Why wouldn't you want to save 20% on the stuff you're buying at Amazon? Well, here's how you do it. There is a catch. The catch is you have to have Bitcoin or a few dozen other cryptocurrencies. If you've got Bitcoin, then you can save big time on your purchases at Amazon. Here's how you get started. You go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. All right, we go back to your calls and thoughts. Ian and Vincent in the studio here tonight. Nathan is with us on the line in Texas on via Skype. Now, Nathan, you'd given a story going back in time to, what was it, the Roman Empire?
That's right. Yep. To set the context, this is post-Christianity and pre-collapse. So right in that little few century window where, you know, most everyone was Christian in Europe.
And so you said there was a group of refugees, what, 100,000 strong, you said, that was trying to get into Rome?
Actually, I think it's 200,000. If you want to, you know, confirm, if anyone's interested, I'm getting this from the book The Byzantine Empire by Charles Oman. So if anyone wants to, you know, read up on the details or if I've forgotten anything, you know, you can go check that book out. Okay. It was 200,000 people and you have to understand that, you know, these are actual refugees. You know, there are bloodthirsty savages, you know, on horseback, harrying them, and you know, it's not like they wanted to do this. You know, they were the actual refugees, Christian. Most of them spoke, I think, the same language. Again, I'm not sure about that part, but it's not like this is a completely foreign people that are asking to get into Rome at the time. I mean, mm-hmm. They're Christian, speak the same language. They look like them. You know, I mean, we have pretty much any. You know, there's not really much to object to. And I was asking, I guess, rhetorically, you know, how could you refuse this? You know, you have these 200,000.
May I ask, what was it that happened to them? I mean, were they let in or were they, you know, left out there to be slaughtered or what happened?
So the Emperor Valens decided to let them in if they surrendered their weapons and gave hostages. The problem with that, though, is that as soon as they, you know, crossed over, things started to go badly. And I think Wikipedia differed a little bit from the book I'm reading. I'm not sure whether it was Romans who were trying to, like, buy slaves or, you know, whether it was the Visigoths who were just, you know, robbing marketplaces or whatever. But basically, they kept their weapons by bribing the people the government sent to take them. And then they... basically, conflict broke out. Somebody, you know, tried to rob someone else, and eventually the Visigoths decided, you know, screw this whole Christianity civilization thing. Let's just, you know, start raiding and pillaging, like, you know, you got to remember, they only converted to Christianity like recently, like within a few generations. So they were basically repeating the raiding and pillaging that other Gothic tribes had done 100 years before.
If one of us were in charge of Rome, then what would we have done?
Right, and of course you have no way of knowing that your fate is ultimately going to be slaughtered on the battlefield by the people you're letting in. All you know is that there are these people, and they want to come in, and you know they're kind of like you, they speak your language, and they're being threatened. You know, it's a legitimate threat. There's some kind of scary people called the Huns.
This is a frustrating question to answer because, you know, if first of all, I wouldn't be in charge of Rome.
Yeah, you would disband Rome if you're as an emperor.
Yeah, I'm not an emperor type. I believe in freedom. And so for putting the me of today into that position, then, yeah, I would disband the government.
Emperor Ian Velas.
You know, we'd have private property, but I suspect it wasn't that way at all back then. So, you know, to ask that question is very hard. So, but looking at the issues that you bring up is an important thing to do. And this whole immigration / refugee crisis or situation or whatever you want to call it it does bring up the question of private property. We had a lady call the show in the last, I think it was one of our weekend shows, Saturday night, and she brought up the age-old, you know, claim that, well, the boarders like your house, and if people are trying to get in your house, you have a right to keep them out. Well, okay, not a good analogy, because the border isn't like your house. It's not private property. It's public property, unless, of course, the border happens to be on private property. But the border, the idea is, this is a tragedy of the commons. Because we have this idea of the commons, it is something that is never going to be satisfying to some group of people. Either the people you want to get let in are being let in, or the people you want to be let in are being kept out, or, you know, there's somebody is in charge and they're making decisions that somebody's going to disagree with, and so there's always this unending struggle over who will control the commons, what will the rules be.
At least until the state is ended and there is no more comment, or there's no more tragedy for, there's no more commons for there to be a tragedy.
Right, and, you know, obviously if we could snap our fingers and end the state, that'd be wonderful, and then all the borders could be private, and then each individual property owner could decide for themselves who they want to allow in and or keep out. And ultimately, that's, in my opinion, the libertarian solution. Now, there are some people who call themselves libertarians who would say, well, you know, while we have welfare, it's okay for the government to have a police state. I mean, it's just a ridiculous, in my opinion, position, but that's something that we can discuss. Going back in time and trying to put ourselves into the shoes of people who probably didn't, I mean, I don't know, I've never researched the Roman Empire, but probably didn't have the same understanding of private property that some of us do today, is just kind of a silly thought experiment. But Vincent,
I think Ian, you put it good about the modern day comparison. I do have an article here from Quartz. However, I don't know if it's...
I've seen some good stuff there.
By Annalise Morelli, so I'm just giving the source out. And, this is similar to what you said, but I think what's interesting here is what made the things turn sour was a bunch of corrupt Roman officials. They would just mistreat and use the refugees to their own ends. And the one parallel I will draw is to some of these people, certain politicians. I'm not going to blame totally one party for it. And in Europe and in the U.S., some politicians, they want to bring in refugees in because they know that they will, even if they're basically buying votes, they're importing votes for them.
Yeah, and in the example I cited, it does seem that there was mistreatment on both. It wasn't just one side who, caused things to go south. I mean, they refused to give up their weapons like they agreed to, but then the Romans were, like you say, I don't know if it was slavery or what'd you say?
It said something about they fed them bad meat.
Well, there was some kind of mistreatment. The source I have doesn't go into detail.
They were taking advantage of, basically.
Thanks for the call tonight, Nathan. I appreciate it, man. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can join us whether you want to talk about refugees or toplessness, immigration, anything
dolphins.
Goes here. Dolphins, yeah, people have been talking about dolphins tonight. 855-450-FREE. And also, we still got the ATF story to get to if we get a chance. That's coming up. Vince has got that story. And you can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
There was a mighty nation bless the above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America.
Let me just read a little thing here. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't going to sit well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 polar bears.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
We've got Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. We go to your calls and thoughts coming up. If we get the chance, Vincent, you will fill us in on some proposals that may actually reduce regulations on guns and sound suppressors.
Yes.
And, so we can get into that coming up here. But first, we go to Ralph. He's in New Jersey. Hello?
Yes, how are you? Good.
Oh, we're not interrupting you, are we?
I was talking to someone about the healthcare, but that's not the...
Okay.
The thing I want to talk about.
All right, what's up?
I want to talk about El Negro, Black history, and how we should put into context.
I'm confused, Ralph. A lot of times when you call in, most of the time when you say El Negro, you're referring specifically to Barack Obama. Are you now referring to all black people with that term?
Obama and...
You're still talking about Barack Obama. I'm just curious, how many years after Barack Obama has been in office will you continue to talk about him? I mean, what is there to say about Barack Obama? I saw some picture today. He's on a vacation. Who cares?
He's on vacation, though. And look like a piece of crap. Just look like a piece of crap. But
he looks like a piece of crap? Is that what you just said?
Can I say my piece?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
If we
want to talk about Black History Month and Barack Obama. Go ahead.
And people who are El Negro, El Negro. You know, if we're going to put it in a proper context, Black History vis-a-vis Obama, it would be more, in my opinion, a symbolism rather than something of substance. What I mean by something of substance, right? Is we need to look beyond symbolism and look at what did this animal accomplish, okay? Number one.
Did you say what did he accomplish?
That's right.
He continued what the Bush administration policies, a lot of them.
He's referred to as a lame duck president.
Let me finish my point. What did he accomplish, and where did he succeed in any endeavor or undertaking that he set out to do? That's what I call something.
Well, he succeeded in getting elected to the office of presidency, so that's a pretty big success right there.
That's the symbolism. That is
he
symbolism.
Did accompli- no, that's an accomplishment. He did accomplish releasing peaceful people from federal prison, like over 1,000 of them toward the very end of his term while he was a lame duck president.
It speaks to my point about symbolism. But I want to talk more about, you know, the animal characteristics of the black. This would be this case right now in New York City with the jogger.
You probably heard about that. The jogger?
The jogger, right. Howard
Beach Queen. I don't know anything about it.
Howard Beach Queen. Huh? The name of this lady, the name of this young lady is Karina Pitrano. Karina Pitrano. It's in all of the media, including the media in Europe.
Okay.
Primarily, that's right, sort of BBC, Daily Mail, they covered it.
So somebody got murdered, okay? So I just Googled New York jogger.
Sexually assaulted, too. Sexually assaulted, too.
Okay? Oh, I heard about this today.
Assaulted. And that's horrifying.
This was a Negro from right from the outset and right from the get-go. I've spoken to someone in New York, who was of Italian-American descent. And they are that, by the way, this family is of Italian-American descent. My heart goes out to them. I feel the anguish of the loss of their loved one, their daughter, in this particular thing. I've spoken to someone who is no longer on the radio. He used to be on the radio between Friday and Saturday at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, right? That's between Friday and Saturday. He called me brother man. I call him back by that name, brother man. Okay? He's a white guy now. I'm calling brother man. I told Frankie, if I can give his name, Frankie Rose.
No, I don't care. Look, okay. Ralph. I'm sorry that you know this lady was murdered. That's horrifying. But, you know, I don't understand. There's murders committed by people of all colors all around the world. Why just focus on this one?
Why just focus on this one?
Yeah.
Because this animal is allowed to, you know, be out on the lam for six months. I mean, he didn't, you know, apprehend this animal early on. Why
because the government has failed, that has something to do. What does that have to do with the man's color of his the color of his skin? It has nothing to do with it.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for the call, Ralph. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So the government sucks at finding a murderer? Wow, surprise, the government sucks at everything it does. And you know what? There's people who've got different color skins that are working on the case. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It's a horrifying murder, and those things can be committed by all kinds of people.
Just a little fun fact. You know, we were talking about Obama being elected and stuff, about being significant. You know, some would say, at least for the Democrat primary, and this is why I believe he was selected, because, like, right after the bill, you know, it was Hillary Clinton versus Barack Obama. You know, Hillary Clinton, everyone knew her, and Obama was, maybe, let's say, not obscure, but, you know,
what do you know? Hillary lost again.
He wasn't as known, but right after the Bilderberg meeting, right, she disappeared. Both disappeared during the Bilderberg meeting in Virginia, mm-hmm. right? And then afterwards, she just mysteriously dropped out of a race.
Well, and she was selected this time around, too, rigging the Democratic primary.
Oh, exactly, yeah. But I'm just saying that, you know, the that...
I get what you're saying. You're saying that it wasn't a real win because it was all orchestrated.
I do believe that he won...
Which, of course, suggests that Trump is also orchestrated.
I'm talking about for the... they tried to orchestrate the election, you know, all the vote rigging and stuff, but I'm saying my personal belief is, Obama was actually, elected in terms of popular vote in... 2008, because he was the change the country thought they needed, right? And even back then, I'm like, this is a good thing. I'm just saying that primary was rigged. The Democrat primary was rigged back then.
But wait, why not just okay? Look, so if you believe the Bilderbergers are powerful,
yes, they are. All these people, the world shakers and movers, all meet at the Bilderberg meeting. It's all in secret.
I know about it. If you believe that that's true, then why not believe that they have manipulated the whole election? That the entire thing was, predetermined. There are people who believe that.
You're talking about 2008?
I'm talking about all of them. 2008, 2012, 2016.
Well, when they have their people in there, when they have their two people in there, John McCain was chosen to throw away the race.
But the idea is they always have their two people in there.
Well, except this time, except with Trump.
But why do you think that? What makes you think
that's true? Well, because everything, they took the entire media, they took everything, and they all went out after him. They tried all kinds of stuff, all kinds of tricks, vote.
Why would Trump, who is also himself a billionaire, be immune from these world power people who supposedly pull enough strings to where they can manipulate elections or primaries or whatever?
I'm not saying all billionaires or all rich people are part of the Bilderberg
group.
I know. I'm just saying that him was different compared to a billionaire like George Soros.
But maybe that's just what they want you to think.
That's totally possible. I'm not throwing that out. I'm just saying from what he's been saying. Even if Trump lost, his populist message was threw a wrench in the plan. Because literally at Davos or Davros, I forget how to pronounce it, they were in panic. They had to change their entire everything you're talking about just to do damage control for the globalist agenda.
But maybe Trump is just the character that they've chosen to get people to believe in government again. He's rolling back these rules. He's changing things in Washington, D.C. Look, government works. All you have to do is just get the right man in charge. This is a myth that benefits them.
I understand your viewpoint saying that, but I don't think, at least I didn't perceive that the whole, beforehand it was no government versus government. Just... they don't say, oh no, more people are becoming volunteers. We have all this. This is a big problem.
That's not what I'm saying.
Okay. Same.
Hardly anybody's a volunteerist, but there's a large amount.
Then why would they need to put someone to give people?
There's a large amount of distaste in the government.
But for not saying we're going to get rid of it. Very few people, aside from Freaks
Online.
I
know that they're not saying they're going to get rid of it, but Trump seems to be different, and maybe that's just part of the plan. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, if you believe in the whole Bilderbergers control everything. And I don't know if I do. I'm just saying.
No,
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com. Bankrate.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you if you dial in right now. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you is Ian.
And Vincent.
Check out more Vincent over at Off the Air Live. I got to mention earlier in the show, it is the show that you do on the internet via LRN.FM. So it's uncensored. You do not have to. You walk the difficult line, Vincent, of doing a syndicated national radio show with me on Free Talk Live. On Tuesdays, you're our Tuesday night co-host here, where you can't say the F word and things like that, and you can't be drunk, and then on Saturday night, you can say anything you want to say, and frequently do, and it can be hard to walk that line because...
I do get worried sometimes.
Right, if you're sitting behind the microphone, you're like, wait, which show am I on again? Right, like, whoa, okay, can I say this here? So anyway, check out more Vincent on Saturday nights on LRN.FM at 10 p.m. Eastern Time for Off the Air Live, and it's also online at offtheairlive.com. You guys have a YouTube channel where archives go up. I don't know if you've managed to coerce Cody into actually posting the audio archives of the show, but...
It's complicated.
No, it's not.
Well, no,
you mean persuading Cody to do something is complicated?
Why we're not posting the audio archives is complicated.
I don't see how complicated it could
be. It's a plan. It's all in our plan.
Okay, very good. Well, get her done. Offtheairlive.com. All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Mark on the line in Nevada listening to K-Talks. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, second call. Hey, I love that.
Oh,
Ralph.
You can't do that. I'm sorry, Mark. I didn't realize that you'd already called in once. We only have a one call per night. I appreciate your honesty about that. We have a rule. It's a simple rule. One call per night. So there's plenty of time. Thanks for the call.
Wait, was he the one that someone you couldn't get to, right?
No, no. He'd been on earlier tonight. We had a few calls from K-Talks tonight, and he was one of them. So, yeah, the rule. We don't have a lot of rules on Free Talk Live. I'll just go over them briefly. One, you don't get to say F-bomb, S-bomb, certain words like that. You can't say that. We're going to drop you. We'll dump the call, like we did with the caller earlier
tonight.
Well, you
have to, or you'll get in trouble.
Yeah, our stations will get in trouble, and we don't want that to happen, because then they'll be mad at us. So it's not because I don't support freedom of speech. I do. It's just we're doing this in the business world, and we have to do a show a certain way. So there's that, and then there's one call per night, which is not an unreasonable rule. It does make it so more people can have their opinions expressed, because if we kept taking multiple calls from the same callers, you know, we already hear from people like Sarah and Ralph often enough. Can you imagine having Ralph call more than once per show? So it's not to say that you're a bad caller, Mike. You're, you know, even a good caller is restricted to one call per night. But we're here 7 nights a week, so you can make 7 phone calls per week, and it should be more than sufficient to get your opinions out on the air. Let's go to Eric, who has not called tonight. Eric, you're on, and you're listening in Maine to WLOB out of Portland. Go ahead, Eric.
How you doing tonight, guys?
Welcome, sir.
Thanks. Thanks. Just kind of turned your show on. I was just curious, guys, hear anything about the Ted Cruz Bernie Sanders debate tonight?
Oh, that's tonight?
I didn't know anything about it.
I missed.
Really? Say again?
What I didn't know anything about it, but apparently Vince
looking so forward to that.
Yes, CNN, Ted Cruz, Bernie Sanders is supposed to be all the rage here in the presidential primary. A lot of people were kind of looking forward to something, and I guess they are having it out, duking it out tonight. So,
well, that's interesting. I mean, especially considering that it is post the election. Like,
right,
I wonder what it was that that prompted this. Do you know?
Well, I think that some of the you know, subject matter was going to be, you know, circling around the Obamacare, rolling that back and that sort of thing, healthcare and kind of, you know, the constitutional conservative being Mr. Cruz and Senator Cruz, and then you know, the sort of, as I guess,
Democratic socialist,
the crazy Bernie.
Yeah, I think I would find them both too detestable to actually be able to watch that. Yeah, I find them both to be detestable. What about you?
Really? Well, I mean, I think they're both pretty, you know, they're both pretty convicted in their schools of thought, I think. So I don't think either one of them are really detestable. I guess it depends on which side of the fence you're riding on. So
and I'm on neither of their sides, because those people are people who want to control me. They're the people that want to tell you how to live your life. They want to tell you what you can and can't do with your life. And
I think one of them is more so that type than the other, but that's
really
just my personal opinion. Oh, I think Bernie, being a socialist, that's obviously all about government control.
Don't you think Ted Cruz is a socialist too? Doesn't Ted Cruz support Social Security?
I'm not sure if he does. I think he probably has his thoughts on Social Security, but I don't think it's as nutty as crazy Bernie's is.
Does Ted Cruz support the VA?
I hope so.
Then he's a socialist.
Well, I mean, certainly, if you don't support your veterans and the people who give you the rights to have free talk live.
That's not where you get your rights, sir.
You
don't get your rights from men who go and follow the orders of politicians.
Right. This is true. You get your rights from God Almighty. That's
there
you
go.
Get your rights from.
Yeah, you get your, now whether you believe in God or not, you get your rights. If you intend to believe in God, then you can say from God. An atheist might say they, you know, believe that they get the rights because they're a human being. But either way, rights are inherent because we're humans, and they're a good idea that we respect among one another because they're valuable and because they help us interact and they help us get along with one another.
Well, the principled libertarian response would be you have no rights. You have a negative right. You do not have a right to use force against anyone for anything. So you don't have a right to...
Now you're getting into rights theory, which...
Well, yeah, it's true. I mean, I believe we should probably pull out of half the countries that we're in. You know, that certainly leans more towards the libertarian point of view.
And I would say we need to pull out of 100% of the countries
but I'm also a strong constitutional believer in the Constitution.
So in that case, since you believe in the Constitution, you would support disbanding the army, correct?
Disbanding the army?
Right, because it's unconstitutional.
Why would you do that?
Well, because there's not supposed to be a standing army. I mean, it's in the Constitution that it's only supposed to be raised at the time when it's needed.
Oh, okay. Well,
and
I
that's why they keep doing the national. You've heard of the National Defense Authorization Acts. That's why they keep cranking those out every 2 years or whatever, because they have to keep reauthorizing the Army to stick around in violation of the Founding Fathers' intentions. Because the Founding Fathers knew that if you have a standing army, well, guess what? Politicians are going to use those people for their purposes. The politicians are going to send those people, those young men and women, into foreign places.
We also need to have something in place to defend our borders.
Well, you and I are going to disagree on that one,
about,
too.
Like, militias. Local counties would have militias. That wasn't a standing
army. You can defend your own borders on your own property with whatever method you want to. Gather together with your neighbors and do that. But if I want to let people onto my property, shouldn't I have that freedom in a free country?
Shouldn't we be also defending our country?
Well, I mean, from what?
From what?
Yeah.
That's kind of a loaded question, don't you think?
Look, I mean, I believe in I believe in your right to defend yourself. So if you want to,
don't you believe in the right as a country to defend our borders?
No, collectives don't have rights. Only individuals have rights.
No, we have right as a collective, as a country.
No, that's not true.
Well, that's Ian, in your school of thought, it is. If you read things like some of the old, like Prussian, like if you read Karl von Clausewitz's thing, as a nation state and realism, a country does. But that's a different school of thought as you are. But you,
sure, I believe in individual rights. I don't think that you can grant something to a collective that you don't have yourself. So you don't have the right to, like, put a gun to my head and take money from me, right?
No, certainly not.
Okay. Well, then you wouldn't have the ability to grant that to a collective. You wouldn't have you and 10 other people getting together wouldn't be able to create a collective right to put a gun to my head and take my money, would you?
Then what do we have government for?
I don't know, man. It's something we've been saddled with for a long time, and I think it's about time that we end it.
Well, I mean, government was created by God. I mean, it's in Genesis 1. Read your Bible. I mean,
well, there's other people who would say that Jesus is an anarchist.
He was anything but.
Well, you're going to have to make your point on that one. How is that?
How is that?
Yeah, how is he not an anarchist?
How is he not an anarchist?
Yeah.
He was preaching the law.
And which law was that?
And a different, the law of Genesis.
Okay, but that's different than the law of man, right? That's different than the law of man. Are you saying that?
It's pretty basic.
Sure, but that's different than the law of man, isn't it?
No, it's not. How is it different than the law of man?
It's incredibly different. The man has all kinds of laws. Man has all kinds of laws that have nothing to do with murdering and stealing. And I wish we had more time to talk about it, but we're out of it for tonight. Call another night, Eric. We can talk about these things anytime. I appreciate your call tonight, man.
I appreciate you having me. Thanks so much.
Thanks, brother. All right. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to Hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.